With next year's election, Iraq, and the economy, you might think President Bush has enough to worry about. But like American presidents past, he also has to watch developments in Moscow. A power struggle between Russia's President Vladimir Putin and rich businessmen presents Putin with his greatest challenge in years. And it's a challenge for the Bush administration, too, which has to decide how to react to events. The recent controversial arrest of prominent oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky has raised fears in the West about the future of economic liberalism in Russia. I spoke earlier with Ann Applebaum of The Washington Post about the foreign policy implications for the Bush administration. And since September 11th, the United States has worked hard to develop close relations with the Putin administration, seeking its help in the war on terrorism and with Iraq. How are those close relations affected now by the events in Russia?
I think there are two difficulties at the moment for the Bush administration regarding Russia. One is this almost rather peculiar personal friendship that George Bush has created with Vladimir Putin. After he met him for the first time, he said he'd looked deep into his eyes and he'd seen a man that he could trust. And ever since then, he's played up this closeness, invited Putin to his house. So he's got a personal issue with Putin if it turns out that Putin is maybe somebody who he should have looked even deeper into his eyes. The second issue is the strategic relationship that the United States has developed with Russia, particularly over Afghanistan. The Russians, who have a sphere of influence in Central Asia, allowed us to land planes there and essentially fight our war from Central Asia with Russian help. And we're still, in fact, quite dependent on Russian cooperation in Afghanistan, where the Russians are still very influential.
So what should the Bush administration's response be to the actions that Putin has taken vis-a-vis Yukos, which seemingly he's siding with the hardliners?
Yeah, it's actually a very strange situation because the Yukos situation is really the culmination of a very long series of changes that have taken place in Russia over the last several years, kind of low-level harassment of anybody who is a critic of the Putin administration. And in a way, it's only come out into the open because the head of Yukos, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, has made himself into a well-known person in this country and in Western Europe. The reaction for them is quite a difficult one. I mean, it seems to me that it's impossible for them to pretend it hasn't happened. It's also impossible for them to do anything about it, really. I mean, it's not clear to me that American intervention at this point, very late in this kind of change in Russia, is going to make that much difference.
Well, what if they acted indirectly? What if the Bush administration exerted its influence through, let's say, business interests rather than going through sort of public statements or diplomatic channels?
Well, when you ask people inside the administration who are sympathetic to the idea that Russia needs to remain a democracy and that it needs to continue developing rule of law, and people who are concerned about human rights violations in Russia, when you talk to them, that's what they say they're doing. You know, the United States has made a great hue and cry about defending democracy in various other places around the world. We've become identified with a policy of promoting democracy. We can't promote it, you know, when it's in our interests and not promote it when it's not in our interests without looking to the rest of the world like hypocrites. We do have the power of our words, and it will be embarrassing if the United States is unable to say anything, not just about the Yukos affair, but about the accumulation of human rights violations and the threats to the media and the changes that have taken place in Russia over the last several years.
Ann Applebaum is a Washington Post columnist and the author of Gulag, A History. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.